In animation, a large full moon glows in a night sky filled with twinkling stars. A shadow falls across the moon's surface, forming a slender crescent moon. A young boy holding a fishing pole sits on the moon's bottom curve. He swings the pole and casts out a fishing line, which sweeps away approaching clouds, then drops straight downward. DreamWorks Animation SKG. Elsewhere, in the middle of an ocean, towering statues of men with fires glowing inside their open mouths stand near a rocky shoreline.
This is Burke. It's 12 days north of Hopeless and a few degrees south of freezing to death. It's located solidly on the meridian of misery.
A large wave crashes.
My village. In a word, sturdy. And it's been here for 7 generations, but every single building is new. We have fishing, hunting, and a charming view of the sunsets. The only problems are the pests.
A winged creature snatches a grazing sheep.
You see, most places have mice or mosquitoes. We have...
Standing in a doorway, a boy with reddish-brown hair stares out at a flying dragon exhaling fire.
Dragons.
The boy slams his door shut.
Most people would leave. Not us. We're Vikings. We have stubbornness issues.
The boy runs from a burning building.
My name's Hiccup. Great name, I know, but it's not the worst. Parents believe a hideous name will frighten off gnomes and trolls, like our charming Viking demeanor wouldn't do that.
A bearded man wielding an axe. Running up a wooden walkway, Hiccup passes men and women, Viking warriors wearing horned helmets. As a dragon zooms past Hiccup, a Viking with a long braided beard pulls the boy back.
Hiccup! What is he doing out again? What are you doing out? Get inside!
That's Stoic the Vast, chief of the tribe. They say that when he was a baby, he popped a dragon's head clean off of its shoulders. Do I believe it? Yes, I do.
What have we got?
Another bearded man.
Another zipple box. Oh, and Hork saw a monstrous nightmare.
The men duck amid a shower of sparks.
Any night furies?
None so far.
Good.
2 gigantic torches rise into the sky as dragons swarm around them. Hiccup runs into a shop and past a mustache man hammering glowing metal.
Oh, nice of you to join the party. I thought you'd been carried off.
Who, me? No, come on. I'm way too muscular for their taste. They wouldn't know what to do with all this.
Well, they need toothpicks, don't they?
The meathead with attitude and interchangeable hands is Gobber. I've been his apprentice ever since I was little. Well, littler.
Stoic directs men outside.
We move to the lower defenses. Right. We'll counter the type with the catapults.
Stoic follows running men carrying sheep.
Old village, lots and lots of new houses.
Fire! More Vikings run.
Oh, and that's Fishlegs, Snotlout, the twins, Roughnut, and Toughnut.
A girl with long blonde hair hurls water from a bucket towards a burning house.
Astrid.
As the house explodes, flames spread out behind Astrid, who turns and strolls toward the blacksmith shop. Wide-eyed Hiccup watches from a window as Snotlout, Fishlegs, Roughnut, and Toughnut join Astrid.
Oh, their job is so much cooler.
With iron tongs for left hand, Gobber picks up Hiccup.
Come on, let me out, please. I need to make my mark.
Oh, you made plenty of marks. All in the wrong places.
Please, 2 minutes. I'll kill a dragon. My life will get infinitely better. I might even get a date.
You can't lift a hammer. You can't swing an axe. You can't even throw one of these.
A warrior tosses bowlers joined ropes with 3 balls attached to snag a flying dragon.
Like this will throw it for me.
Hiccup touches a cannon, which fires a net canister that knocks a man down.
It's right here is what I'm talking about.
But the mild calibration issue.
No, Hiccup. If you ever want to get out there to fight dragons, you need to stop all this.
But you just pointed to all of me.
Yes, that's it. Stop being all of you.
Oh,
yes.
You, sir, are playing a dangerous game. Keeping this much raw Vikingness contained, there will be consequences.
I'll take my chances. Sword sharpened now.
Gobber places a large sword in Hiccup's arms.
One day I'll get out there.
Hiccup sharpens the sword on a grindstone.
Because killing a dragon is everything around here.
Blue dragons with yellow spikes on their heads.
Adderhead is sure to get me at least noticed.
Shorter dragons.
Broncos are tough. Taking down one of those would definitely get me a girlfriend.
A 2-headed small winged dragon.
Simple back.
The dragon breathes gas and fire, creating an explosion.
Exotic. 2 heads, twice the status.
They're firing the sheep!
Concentrate fire over the lower bank!
Vikings catapult a boulder, knocking a dragon from the sky.
And then there's the monstrous nightmare. Only the best Vikings go after those. They have this nasty habit of setting themselves on fire.
A gigantic burning dragon with a snake-like head and tail climbs a wooden tower towards Stoic.
Take care of this.
Stoic whacks the dragon's head with a hammer.
The ultimate prize is the dragon no one's ever seen.
We call it the
Night Fury!
Get down!
In a flash of light, a dark dragon zooms past and crashes through a towering torch, toppling it.
This thing never steals food, never shows itself, and never misses. No one has ever killed a Night Fury. That's why I'm gonna be the first.
Mind the fort, Pickup. They need me out there.
Gobber attaches a large battle axe to his left arm.
Put. There. You know what I mean.
Gobber charges off, pushing the cannon. Hiccup runs outside.
What are you doing?
Go back
here. Yeah, I know. Be right back.
As dragons surround a group of sheep, Stoic throws a net over the intruders.
Let's get up! Mind yourself! The devils still have some juice in them!
Hiccup wheels the net cannon to a deserted hilltop and opens the casing. He aims the cannon towards the star-filled sky and cocks the trigger.
Come on. Give me something to shoot at. Give me something to shoot at.
Hiccup glances across the sky. He furrows his brow and peers through the cannon scope. A ball of fire erupts in the sky. A Night Fury flies out of the flames. Hiccup fires the net and topples backward onto the ground. He stands wide-eyed as the Night Fury plummets to the earth far away.
Oh, I hit it?
Yes, I hit it! Did anybody see that?
A monstrous nightmare rises over the hill and pounces beside Hiccup. The nightmare rears its head back, then chases Hiccup along the hilltop. Watching from below, Stoic lowers his head.
Do not let them escape!
Right!
Stoic hurries up. The nightmare chases Hiccup through the village. Hiccup hides behind a torch pole as the dragon exhales a blast of flame, setting the pole on fire. Hiccup glances over his right shoulder while the dragon approaches him on the other side. The nightmare bares his pointy teeth at Hiccup. Stoic jumps and bounces off the dragon's nose. The dragon falls to the ground, then stands to face Stoic. The nightmare spits out a stream of fire, followed by a single spark.
You know all that.
Stoic punches and kicks the nightmare's face. The nightmare flies off into the darkness.
Oh, and there's one more thing you need to know.
Stoic turns toward the huge torch as it falls over, revealing Hiccup, who flinches and grimaces.
Sorry, Dad.
The burning torch disc rolls through the village and burns through the net, entrapping the dragons. Carrying sheep, the dragons fly off across the sky.
Okay, but I hit a Night Fury.
Stoic drags Hiccup by his collar.
Like the last few times, Dad. I mean, I really actually hit it. You guys were busy, and I had a very clear shot. It went down just off Raven Point. Let's get a search party out there before...
Stop! Just stop. Every time you step outside, disaster falls. Can you not see that I have bigger problems? Winter is almost here, and I have an entire village to feed.
Yeah, between you and me, the village could do with a little less feeding, don't you think?
This isn't a joke, Hiccup! Oh, why can't you follow the simplest orders?
I can't stop myself. I see a dragon and I have to just kill it, you know? It's who I am, Dad.
Oh, yeah, many things, Hiccup. But a dragon killer is not one of them. Get back to the house. Make sure he gets there.
Gobber smacks Hiccup's head. Hiccup mopes past the twins, Snout Loud, and others.
I've never seen anyone mess up that badly. That helped.
Thank you. I was trying. So.
Gobber pushes Snout Loud out of his way. Hiccup and Gobber climb a hill to Hiccup's house.
I really did hit one.
Sure, Hiccup.
He never listens.
Well, it runs the family.
And when he does, it's always with this disappointed scowl, like someone skimped on the meat in his sandwich.
Excuse me, barmaid. I'm afraid you brought me the wrong offspring. I ordered an extra large boy with beefy arms, extra guts and glory on the side. This is a talking fishbone.
Now, you're thinking about this all wrong. It's not so much what you look like, it's what's inside that he can't stand.
Thank you for summing that up.
Look, the point is, stop trying so hard to be something you're not.
I just want to be one of you guys.
Hiccup steps in the house and closes the door. As Gobber turns to leave, Hiccup runs out the back door. Elsewhere, inside a large hall, Stoic and other Vikings gather around an oval stone wall surrounding a fire pit.
Either we finish them or they'll finish us. It's the only way we'll be rid of them. If we find the nest and destroy it, the dragons will leave. They'll find another home. One more search before the ice sets in.
Those ships never come back.
We're Vikings. It's an occupational hazard. Now, who's with me?
No hands go up.
Today's no good for me.
All right. Those who stay will look after Hiccup.
All the Vikings raise their hands.
That's more like it.
Everyone except Stoic and Gobber leaves.
I'll pack my undies.
No, I need you to stay and train some new recruits.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, and while I'm busy, Hiccup can cover the stall. Molten steel, razor-sharp blades, lots of time to himself. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, what am I going to do with him, Gobber?
Put him in training with the others.
No, I'm serious.
So am I.
He'd be killed before you let the first dragon out of its cage.
Oh, you don't know that.
I do know that,
no,
actually.
No, you don't.
No, actually, I do.
No, you don't.
Listen, you know what he's like. From the time he could crawl, he's been different. He doesn't listen. He has the attention span of a sparrow. I take him fishing and he goes hunting for trolls.
Trolls exist. They steal your socks. But only the left ones. What's with that?
When I was a boy,
oh, here we go.
My father told me to bang my head against a rock, and I did it. I thought it was crazy, but I didn't question him. And you know what happened?
You got a headache.
That rock split in two. It taught me what a Viking could do, Gobber. He could crush mountains, level forests, tame seas. Even as a boy, I knew what I was, what I had to become. Hiccup is not that boy.
You can't stop him, Stoic. You can only prepare him. I know it seems hopeless, but the truth is you won't always be around to protect him. He's going to get out there again. He's probably out there now.
Stoic stares off. Daytime. In a forest, Hiccup studies a map filled with X marks in a book. He shuts his eyes. Lifting his head, he opens his eyes and gazes down a plant-covered hill. He grimaces and draws another X on the map. As he walks down the hill, he closes the book and tucks it inside his vest.
Oh, the gods hate me. Some people lose their knife or their mug. No, not me. I managed to lose an entire dragon.
He punches a tree branch, which bounces back and slaps him in the face. He glances up at the split tree and, with his eyes, follows parts of the fallen trunk to where it bends and sticks into the ground. He slides, then runs down a steep slope to a small ridge of dirt. He climbs over the ridge and peers down at the Night Fury, entangled in the net. Hiccup ducks back down behind the ridge, then slowly stands and gazes wide-eyed at the motionless Night Fury. Hiccup pulls a small knife from his back pocket and grips it with both hands. He hops over the ridge, runs further down the slope, and hides behind a large rock. Stepping out from behind the rock, he lowers the knife and walks closer to the Night Fury.
Oh, wow. I did it. Oh, I did it. This fixes everything. Yes! I have brought down this mighty beast!
As Hiccup places one foot on the Night Fury, the dark dragon moves its front leg. Hiccup jumps back against the rock, then with his knife outstretched, approaches the dragon. The dragon moves, opens its pale green eyes, and stares at Hiccup.
Kill you, dragon. I'm gonna cut out your heart and take it to my father. I'm a Viking!
Hiccup grips the knife handle with both hands and lifts it, blade pointed downward, above his own head. Hiccup shuts his eyes and opens them and meets the Night Fury's gaze. The Night Fury lifts its head, then closes its eyes and drops its head to the ground. Hiccup shuts his eyes and grits his teeth. Hiccup's face relaxes. He lowers the knife. He studies the ropes netted around the dragon.
I did this.
He steps away, then pauses and turns toward the dragon. The Night Fury's chest heaves. The dragon opens its eyes as Hiccup cuts the ropes. The net falls to the ground. The Night Fury leaps up, grabs Hiccup by the neck, and pins him to the rock. With his large cat-like eyes, the Night Fury glowers at Hiccup. Hiccup grimaces and meets the dragon's gaze. The Night Fury spreads its huge wings and lets go of Hiccup. Standing over Hiccup, the Night Fury opens its mouth. The Night Fury turns and flies away. Hiccup grabs his own chest and slumps backward, then stands and gazes off through the woods. Hiccup turns, steps forward, then drops his knife and falls face down onto the ground. In his home and with his back to the door, Stoic stokes a fire. Hiccup steps in the house and closes the door. He walks behind Stoic and climbs halfway up a staircase.
Hiccup.
Dad, I have to talk to you, Dad.
I need to speak with you too, son. I think it's time you learned to fight dragons.
What?
You go first.
No, you go first.
All right.
You get your wish.
Dragon training.
You start in the morning.
Oh, man, I should have gone first. Because I was thinking, you know, we have a surplus of dragon-fighting Vikings, but do we have enough bread-making Vikings or small home repair Vikings?
You'll need this.
A battle axe.
I don't want to fight dragons.
Come on. Yes, you do.
Rephrased. Dad, I can't kill dragons.
But you will kill dragons.
No, I'm really very extra sure that I won't.
It's time, Hiccup.
Can you not hear me?
This is serious, son. When you carry this axe, you carry all of us with you. Which means you walk like us, you talk like us, you think like us. No more of this.
You just gestured to all of me.
Deal?
This conversation is feeling very one-sided.
Deal!
Hiccup lowers the axe.
Deal.
Stoic throws a basket over his own shoulder.
Good. Train hard. I'll be back. Probably.
And I'll be here. Maybe.
Stoic leaves. Later, inside an arena.
Welcome to Dragon Training!
No turning back.
Astrid, Roughnut, Toughnut, Snoutlout, and Fishlegs follow Gobber across the arena floor to a series of cages.
I hope I get some serious burns.
I'm hoping for some mauling, like on my shoulder or lower back.
Yeah, it's only fun if you get a scar out of it.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Pain. Love it.
Oh, great. Who let him in?
Let's get started! The recruit who does best will win the honor of killing his first dragon in front of the entire village.
Hiccup already killed a Night Fury, so does that disqualify him, or...?
Can I transfer to the class with the cool Vikings?
Don't worry. You're small and you're weak. That'll make you less of a target. They'll see you as sick or insane and go after the more Viking-like teens instead. Behind these doors are just a few of the many species you will learn to fight. The deadly Nada.
Speed 8, armor 16.
The hideous Zippelback.
Plus 11 stealth times 2.
The monstrous Nightmare.
Firepower 15.
The terrible Terror.
Attack 8, venom 12.
Can you storm that? And the Gronkle.
Jaw strength 8.
Whoa, wait, aren't you going to teach us first?
I believe in learning on the job.
Gobber pulls a lever, releasing a Gronkle from a cage.
It's about survival. If you get blasted, you're dead. Quick, what's the first thing you're going to need?
A doctor?
Plus 5 speed?
A shield.
Shield, go!
The teens grab round wooden shields.
Your most important piece of equipment is your shield. If you must make a choice between a sword or a shield, take the shield. Get your hands off my shield.
There's like a million shields.
Take that one. That's flower on it. Girls like
Roughnut flowers. Hits Toughnut with a shield.
Now this one has blood on it.
The Gronkle destroys the shield.
Toughnut, Roughnut, you're out.
What?
Those shields are good for another thing. Knives. Make lots of it to throw off a dragon's aim. All dragons have a limited number of shots. How many does a Gronkle have?
5? No, 6.
Correct, 6. That's one for each of you.
Fishleg's shield explodes.
Hiccup, get in there!
Hiccup ducks behind a wooden fence. Snoutlout stands behind Roughnut.
I'm moving into my parents' basement. You should come by sometime to work out. You look like you work out.
Snoutlout's shield explodes.
You're done.
So I guess it's just you and me, huh?
Nope, just you.
The Gronkle blasts Hiccup's shield.
One shot left.
The Gronkle flies behind Hiccup, who chases his rolling shield. Hiccup falls back against a wall. The pointy-toothed Gronkle hovers inches from Hiccup's face. The Gronkle opens its mouth. Fire wells up inside its throat. Gobber sticks his arm hook in the Gronkle's mouth and pulls the dragon away as it exhales a ball of fire.
Go back to bed, you overgrown sausage.
Gobber throws the Gronkle in its cage and bars the door.
You'll get another chance. Don't you worry. Remember, a dragon will always
go for the kill.
Gobber lifts Hiccup to his feet. Hiccup stares at a smoking hole in the wall. In the forest, Hiccup holds a stone ball attached to a piece of rope.
So why didn't you?
Hiccup places the rope and ball on the ground, stands, and walks through the woods. He passes through a large crevice in a huge stone wall and stands overlooking a pond surrounded by sheer stone cliffs.
Well, this was stupid.
Hiccup glances down at a trail of small discs on a rock. As he picks up one disc and studies it, the Night Fury zooms past Hiccup, scrambles up the cliff, then falls. The Night Fury glides over the pond and lands in the dirt on the other side. With his mouth open, Hiccup stares at the Night Fury, then smiles. He hops down onto a boulder and peeks over the edge. Hiccup watches as the Night Fury flies a few feet around the pond, then falls onto the ground. The Night Fury flies halfway up the cliff, then falls back down again. Hiccup pulls out his notebook and draws a Night Fury's body, including a tail, with two symmetrical fans on its end.
Why don't you just fly away?
Hiccup studies the Night Fury, which has one fan missing as it lies on the ground. In his book, Hiccup erases the Night Fury's left fan. Below him, the Night Fury again flies upward, then crashes onto the ground. The dragon stands and crawls toward the pond. It peers into the water at two fish swimming near the shore. The Night Fury plunges its head in the water and snaps at the fish, missing them. Above, Hiccup glances at his sketch and drops his pencil, which rolls off the boulder. The Night Fury stands and stares up at Hiccup. Later, Hiccup enters into the Viking Hall, where Gobber and the other teenagers gather around a table.
Where did Astrid go wrong in the ring today?
I mistimed my somersault dive. It was sloppy. It threw off my reverse tumble.
Yeah, we noticed.
No, you were great. That was so Astrid.
She's right. You have to be tough on yourselves. Where did Hiccup go wrong?
He showed up.
He didn't get eaten.
He's never where he should be.
Thank you, Astrid. You need to live and breathe this stuff. The Dragon Manual. Everything we know about every dragon we know of. No attacks tonight. Study up.
Wait, you mean read?
While we're still alive?
Why read words when you can just kill the stuff the words tell you stuff about?
Oh, I've read it like 7 times. There's this water dragon that sprays boiling water at your face, and there's this other one that bears itself for like a week.
That sounds great. There was a chance I was gonna read that.
But now...
You guys read, I'll go kill stuff.
Hiccup approaches Astrid, who sits alone at the table.
So I guess we'll share?
Read it.
Astrid leaves.
All mine then. Wow. So, okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Later in the dark, Hiccup carries a burning candle to the table and opens the book.
Dragon classifications. Strike class, fear class, mystery class. Thunder Drum. This reclusive dragon inhabits sea caves and dark tide pools. When startled, the Thunder Drum produces a concussive sound that can kill a man at close range. Extremely dangerous, kill on sight. Timberjack. This gigantic creature has razor-sharp wings that can slice through full-grown trees. Extremely dangerous, kill on sight. Scaldron. Sprays scalding water at its victim. Extremely dangerous.
Hiccup turns toward an open door as lightning flashes outside. He reads again.
Changeling. Even newly hatched dragons can spray acid. Kill on sight. Gronkle. Zippleback. The Skrill. Bone Napper. Whispering Death. Burns its victims, buries its victims, chokes its victims, turns its victims inside out. Extremely dangerous. Extremely dangerous. Kill on sight. Kill on sight. Kill on sight. Night Fury. Speed unknown. Size unknown. The unholy offspring of lightning and death itself. Never engage this dragon. Your only chance, hide and pray it does not find you.
Hiccup pulls the notebook from his pocket and opens it to his sketch of the Night Fury. Daytime, 3 large wooden ships sail on the sea. Aboard one ship, Stoic studies a map.
I can almost smell them. They're close.
close. Steady.
Stoic and the other Vikings turn and gaze out at an island with fog-covered mountains.
Take us in.
Hard to port
for Helheim's Gate.
Hard to port!
The ships turn and sail toward the island. The ships enter a wall of fog. Bright lights flash inside the fog. In the village...
You know, I just happened to notice the book had nothing on Night Furies. Is there like another book or a sequel? Maybe a little Night Fury pamphlet?
A fireball explodes on the wall beside Hiccup.
You're not even trying!
A natter chases Hiccup and the others through a maze.
It's all about attack! Natters are quick and light on their feet. Your job is to be quicker and lighter!
With its spiky tail, the natter swings at pudgy fish legs as he runs through the maze.
Question your teaching methods!
Look for its blind spot. Every dragon has one. Find it, hide in it, and strike!
The blonde twins stand under the natter's nose as it sniffs.
You don't like it? Then just get your own blind spot.
How about I give you one?
The natter blows out fire. The twins run.
Blind spot, yes. Death spot, not so much.
So how would one sneak up on a Night Fury?
No one's ever met one and lived to tell the tale. Now get in there!
I know, but hypothetically.
Nearby, Astrid and Snoutlout hide behind a wall. The natter approaches on the other side. Astrid and Snoutlout roll past a doorway and behind another wall. Hiccup rolls halfway across the opening and falls backward. The natter turns, snaps at Hiccup, then chases him. The natter hops over maze walls and lands near Snoutlout and
Watch
Astrid.
Out, I'll take care of this.
Snoutlout hurls a mace or club with spikes at the natter but misses.
Sun, look in my eyes, Astrid.
The natter chases them.
Block out the sun? I can do that, but I don't have time. Take the tape?
The natter knocks down walls as it chases Astrid and Snoutlout. People run past Hiccup.
Hiccup!
Astrid hops atop a wall behind Hiccup, then falls on Hiccup as the natter stomps past.
Ooh, love on the battlefield.
She could do better.
Let me... Why don't you...
Astrid stands as the natter approaches. Astrid grabs her shield and smashes it against the dragon, who hobbles off.
Well done, Astrid.
Astrid turns to Hiccup.
Is this some kind of a joke to you? Our parents' war is about to become ours. Figure out which side you're on.
Astrid walks off. Later, in a crevice in the stone wall beside the pond, Hiccup peeks out from behind his shield. He tosses a fish onto the shore. As Hiccup steps forward, his shield gets stuck in the crevice opening. He crawls under the shield, then stands and tugs on the shield, which remains stuck. He steps onto the pond's shore and picks up the fish. While Hiccup tiptoes alongside the pond, the Night Fury crouches on a rock above him and watches. Hiccup turns as the Night Fury climbs down from the rock and approaches him. Hiccup holds out the fish. The Night Fury steps closer, opens his mouth, and draws back. Hiccup cradles the fish in one arm and reaches for his knife with his opposite hand. The Night Fury grimaces. Hiccup steps back, removes the knife from its sheath, and drops it onto the ground. He lifts the knife with one foot and kicks it into the pond. The Night Fury sits up. Hiccup holds out the fish. The Night Fury approaches and opens its mouth, exposing its gums.
Toothless. Could have sworn you had...
Teeth sprout from the Night Fury's gums as it snatches the fish and eats it.
Teeth.
The Night Fury licks its lips and slinks toward Hiccup, who backs up against a rock.
No. I don't have any more.
The Night Fury glares at Hiccup, then coughs up the fish head into Hiccup's lap.
Ugh.
The Night Fury steps back, sits upright, and stares at Hiccup. Hiccup sits up and glances aside. The Night Fury glances down at the fish head, then up at Hiccup. Hiccup frowns and lifts the fish head to his own mouth. Hiccup takes a bite, filling his mouth with raw fish.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Night Fury stares at Hiccup and swallows. Hiccup swallows. The Night Fury licks its lips. Hiccup grins. The Night Fury lifts one side of its mouth, then also grins. As Hiccup stands and reaches toward the Night Fury, the dragon glares at Hiccup with its sharp teeth exposed, then flies across the pond. The dragon lands, breathes a circle of fire onto the ground, and lies down on the burnt spot. A bird stands on the edge of a nest above. The Night Fury glances up at the bird and watches it fly off. Hiccup sits on the ground beside the Night Fury. The dragon swings its tail around and covers its eyes with its fan. Hiccup reaches for the dragon's tail. The Night Fury lifts its tail and peers at Hiccup. Hiccup walks away while the dragon walks off in the other direction. Later, the dragon sleeps hanging upside down from a tree limb. The dragon wakes and glances over at Hiccup, who sits on a rock by the pond. Using a stick, Hiccup draws a picture of the Night Fury in the dirt. The dragon walks up behind Hiccup and watches him draw. The Night Fury leaves and returns with a small tree in its mouth. The dragon twirls around and draws curving, intersecting lines in the dirt around Hiccup. Night Fury sits and watches as Hiccup stands and studies the curving lines. Hiccup moves forward and steps on one of the lines. The dragon grimaces. Hiccup flinches and lifts his foot. The dragon stops grimacing. Hiccup places his foot on the line again. The dragon grimaces again. Hiccup lifts his foot and steps over the line. Moving toward the dragon, Hiccup twirls as he steps between the curving lines. With his back to the Night Fury, Hiccup stops under the dragon's nose. He steps away and turns. Hiccup reaches toward the Night Fury, who grimaces. Hiccup withdraws his hand and shuts his eyes. Lowering his head, Hiccup reaches out and holds up his hand again. The Night Fury stretches out its neck and closes its eyes and places its nose in Hiccup's palm. Hiccup lifts his head and gazes at the Night Fury. The Night Fury opens its eyes, pulls back, shakes its head, and leaves. Nighttime. Hiccup sits with the other teenagers and Gobber around a small fire atop a torch tower.
And I saw the look in his face. I was delicious. He must have passed the word, because it wasn't a month before another one of them took my leg.
Isn't it weird to think that your hand was inside a dragon? Like if your mind was still in control of it, you could have killed the dragon from the inside by crushing his heart or something.
I swear I'm so angry right now. I'll avenge your beautiful hand and your beautiful foot. I'll chop off the legs of every dragon I fight with my face.
No, it's the wings and the tails you really want. If it can't fly, it can't get away. A downed dragon is a dead dragon.
Hiccup glances up. Gobber yawns.
All right, I'm off to bed. You should be too. Tomorrow we get to the big boys. Slowly but surely making our way up to the monstrous nightmare. But who'll win the honor of killing it?
It's gonna be me. It's my destiny. See?
Your mom let you get a tattoo?
It's not a tattoo. It's a birthmark.
Okay, I've been stuck with you since birth, and that was never there before.
Yes, it was. You've just never seen me from the left side until now.
Astrid stands and watches Hiccup run down the tower steps. Later, sitting at a table, Hiccup opens his notebook. He turns to his sketch of the Night Fury and redraws the missing fan on its tail. Outside, Hiccup pumps a bellows, stoking a bed of glowing coals, which heat a long, thin, blade-like piece of metal. He hammers a thin rod, then dips its glowing knob-like end into water. He holds the finished rod over a blueprint of a tail fan. Hiccup removes nuts and bolts from his shield and uses them to assemble rods and sheets of metal, fashioning an accordion-like metal tail fan. He studies the open fan, then squeezes it closed. Later at the pond...
I brought breakfast. I hope you're hungry.
Hiccup kicks over a basket, that's spilling out
disgusting.
Fish.
Got some salmon, some nice Icelandic cod, and a whole smoked eel.
The Night Fury snarls and steps back. Hiccup picks up the eel. The dragon spreads its wings and flashes its teeth.
No. Okay.
Hiccup throws the eel away.
Yeah, I don't really like eel much either.
While the dragon eats, Hiccup, holding the tail fan, tiptoes behind him.
That's it. Don't you mind me. I'll just back here, minding my own business.
Hiccup places the fan on the ground next to the dragon's tail. As Hiccup moves the fan toward the tail, the Night Fury moves its tail away. The dragon flips its tail upward.
It's okay.
Hiccup grabs onto the tail, which moves from side to side. He sits on the dragon's tail with his back to the Night Fury and attaches the metal fan with a belt. The Night Fury lifts its head from the fish basket, squints, and wiggles its back. As Hiccup tightens the belt, the dragon spreads its wings. With the fan folded, the dragon takes off and flies around with Hiccup hanging onto its tail. The dragon dives toward the ground. Hiccup opens the fan. The Night Fury swoops upward and flies out of the canyon. The dragon loops around and dives back into the canyon.
Yes! Yes! I did it!
Soaring over the pond, the Night Fury glances back at Hiccup, then flips its tail and tosses him into the water. The metal fan folds shut. The dragon turns sideways and also crashes into the water. Hiccup surfaces.
Today is about teamwork.
Smoke billows into the arena as an explosion blows a cage's doors open.
Now, a wet dragon head can't light its fire. The hideous Zippelback is extra tricky. One head breathes gas, the other head lights it. Your job is to know which is which.
Razor sharp serrated teeth that inject venom for pre-digestion. Prefers ambush attack, crushing its victims.
Will you please stop that?
Holding buckets of water, the teenagers glance around themselves through the smoke.
If that dragon shows either of his faces, I'm gonna...
There!
Snout, Lout, and Toughnut throw water into a cloud of smoke.
It's us, idiots.
Your butts are getting bigger. We thought you were a dragon.
Not that there's anything wrong with a dragon-esque figure.
Astrid slugs Snout Loud, who flings his bucket and knocks Toughnut down. Toughnut is yanked into the smoke.
Wait.
Astrid and Roughnut jump as a long spiky tail swoops under them. Toughnut runs past the girls, Hiccup, and Fish Legs.
Chances of survival are dwindling into single digits now.
The Zippelback snakes one of its heads over to Fish Legs, who flinches and sloshes water into the Zippelback's mouth. Smoke drips out.
Oh. Wrong head.
The dragon shoots smoky gas at Fish Legs. Fish Legs runs. As the dragon's head turns toward Hiccup, another head appears and spits sparks. Hiccup tosses water from his bucket up towards the dragon's sparking mouth and misses.
Aw, oh, come on.
Both dragon heads lunge at Hiccup, who scurries backward on all fours like a crab.
Hiccup!
Hiccup stands and inches toward the dragon, which backs up.
Back! 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 Now, don't you make me tell you again! Yes, that's right. Back into your cage!
Now think about what you've done.
Hiccup sneaks a dead eel from his vest, tosses it into the Zippelback's cage, and locks the door. The others stand staring at Hiccup.
Okay, so are we done? Because I've got some things I need to, Yep, see you tomorrow.
Elsewhere, Hiccup fashions a saddle out of leather, thread, and buckles. Holding the saddle, he approaches the Night Fury by the pond. The dragon dodges Hiccup. Later, Hiccup sits in the saddle atop the Night Fury as it flies. The Night Fury swoops to one side. Hiccup falls off. At home, Hiccup clips a rope attached to his belt to a hook on the saddle. Above the pond, he rides the Night Fury as it flies out of the canyon and over the forest. Using his leg, Hiccup pulls on a rope attached to the dragon's metal tail fan. The dragon crashes in a field of tall grass. Hiccup stands and watches as the Night Fury rolls on its back in the grass. Hiccup stares at short blades of grass in his own hand. Later in the arena, Hiccup holds the blades of grass as a Grockle flies toward him. Hiccup holds out his head. The Grockle stops and smiles as it sniffs the grass. Hiccup rubs the grass on the Grockle's snout. The Grockle rolls onto its side. Above the arena, two village women stand at a fence and watch. Elsewhere, the teenagers gather around Hiccup as they cross a bridge over the sea.
I left my axe back in the ring. You guys go on ahead. I'll catch up with you.
Hiccup runs back across the bridge. By the pond, he scratches the Night Fury's back. The Night Fury shuts its eyes and falls to the ground asleep. Hiccup stares at his own fingers. In the arena, a dragon runs toward Astrid. She hurls her axe at it and jumps aside. The dragon charges toward Hiccup, who stands holding a mace. The dragon stops. Astrid runs with her axe toward the dragon. With his fingers, Hiccup scratches the dragon's neck. It falls and sleeps. In the hall, Hiccup sits at a table. Astrid sneers as the teenagers and several Vikings leave their own tables and gather around Hiccup. By the pond, Hiccup reflects light from metal onto the ground. The Night Fury chases the spot of light around the pond. In the arena, a tiny metal door swings back and forth at the bottom of a cage door.
Meet the terrible Terror!
A tiny green dragon with a spiky tail.
It's like the size of my...
The Terror springs onto Toughnut's face and bites his nose.
Oh, I'm hurt! I am very much hurt!
The Terror hops off Toughnut's face and chases a spot of light around the arena.
He's better than you ever were.
Astrid smirks. Hiccup directs the Terror into its cage. In the forest, Astrid throws her axe into a tree over and over again. Pulling the axe out of the bark, she turns and spots Hiccup watching nearby. Holding the bundled up metal tail fan, Hiccup runs off. Astrid follows him to a rock, then scans the forest. Hiccup is gone. By the pond, Hiccup attaches the metal fan to the Night Fury's tail. Above a cliff, Hiccup sits atop the Night Fury, attached by a rope to a tree stump, as it hovers in the air with its wings spread. Hiccup pushes a lever with his foot. The metal tail fan turns. The Night Fury lands. Hiccup sketches in his notebook. The Night Fury spreads its wings and hovers again. The rope snaps. Hiccup and the Night Fury fly backward and land in the woods.
Oh, great.
In the village at night... A bearded man carrying a burning torch passes Hiccup, who stands by a building with the Night Fury in the shadows behind him. Hiccup grabs the dragon's reins and leads him into the blacksmith shop. Wandering by, Astrid approaches the shop.
Hiccup? Are you in there?
Hiccup runs out and closes the door behind him.
Astrid, hey! Hi, Astrid!
The Night Fury spots a sheep.
Hi, I normally don't care what people do, but you're acting weird. Well, weirder.
As the Night Fury pulls on the rope attached to Hiccup, Hiccup rises, then sails back into the shop. Astrid storms over and peers inside. Behind her, the Night Fury, with Hiccup in the saddle, gallops across the village and flies off. Daytime. Stoic's battered ship, followed by the others, sails up to the village dock. The sailors step out. Gobber walks alongside Stoic.
Trust you found the nest, at least.
Not even close.
Ah, excellent.
I hope you had a little more success than me.
Well, if by success you mean that your parenting troubles are over with, then yes.
Congratulations, Stoic! Everyone is so relieved!
Out with the old and in with the new, right?
No one will miss that old nuisance.
The village is throwing a party to celebrate!
He's gone?
Yeah. Most afternoons, but who can blame him? I mean, the life of a celebrity is very rough. He can barely walk through the village without being swarmed by his new fans.
Hiccup?
Who would have thought it, eh? He has this sway with the beasts.
Stoic's eyes widen. Elsewhere, Hiccup rides the Night Fury through the sky.
Okay there, bud. We're gonna take this nice and slow.
Hiccup studies a small chart.
Position 3, 4.
As Hiccup moves a lever with his foot, the metal tail fan unfolds. The Night Fury soars forward, then loops around to the left.
All right, it's go time. It's go time.
Hiccup leans forward. The Night Fury dives toward the ocean and glides above the surface, clipping the water with his left wing. The dragon flies through an arch in a cliff wall.
Yes, it worked!
Hiccup glances back at the dragon's tail, then faces forward. The Night Fury turns and bounces off a column of stone. Hiccup steers the Night Fury to the right. It bounces off another stone column. The dragon slaps Hiccup's face with his right ear.
Position 4, 3.
The Night Fury flies straight up into the sky.
is amazing! The wind in my cheat sheet!
Hiccup grabs his chart as it flies off. The Night Fury stops flying. Hiccup falls from the dragon's back. They both tumble toward the ground.
Oh, gosh! Oh, God! Oh, no! All right, okay, you gotta angle yourself. Okay, no. Come back down!
Spinning in the air, the dragon smacks Hiccup's face with his wing. As they fall, Hiccup grabs onto the Night Fury's saddle and climbs on. Hiccup pulls back on the rope attached to the tail fan. The dragon speeds downward, then swoops up and glides over treetops. Hiccup glances at the chart. He throws it away and grabs onto the reins with both hands. He steers the dragon through a series of stone arches and in between rocky cliffs. The Night Fury flies away from the cliffs, past the shore, and over the ocean. The Night Fury blasts fire from its mouth. They fly through a cloud of smoke. Later, with swept back hair and ash on his face, Hiccup sits with the Night Fury beside the ocean. The dragon coughs up a fish head.
No thanks. I'm good.
A flock of terrible terrors lands and scurries over. The Night Fury snarls. One terror runs over and grabs the fish head with its teeth and drags it away. Another terror approaches. The terror guarding the fish head shoots a stream of fire at the other dragon. As another terror pulls a fish away from a pile near the Night Fury, the Night Fury grabs the fish with its teeth, jerks it back, and eats it. The terror scratches its front feet on the ground, rears back, and forms a small ball of fire in its mouth. The Night Fury shoots the terror in the face with a stream of fire. The terror falls headfirst onto the ground, then stumbles off.
Not so fireproof on the inside, are you? There you go.
Hiccup tosses a small fish to the terror, who gobbles it up. The terror walks over to Hiccup, nuzzles his arm, then lies down and sleeps beside him.
Everything we know about you guys is wrong.
In the shop, Hiccup rests his head on a drafting table and rolls a pencil back and forth. Stoic steps in. Hiccup stands.
Dad, you're back. Gobber's not here, so...
I know. I came looking for you.
You did?
You've been keeping secrets.
I have?
Just how long did you think you could hide it from me?
I don't know what you... Were...
Nothing happens on this island without me hearing about it.
Oh?
So... let's talk about that dragon.
Oh, God. Dad, I'm so sorry. I was going to tell you. I just didn't know how to, You're not upset?
What? I was hoping for this.
You were?
And believe me, it only gets better. Just wait till you spill a Nadder's guts for the first time and mount your first Grunkle head on a spear. What a feeling! You really had me going there, son. All those years of the worst Viking Burke has ever seen. Odin, it was rough. I almost gave up on you. And all the while, you were holding out on me. Oh, Thor almighty!
Stoic sits.
With you doing so well in the ring, we finally have some.
Stoic smiles and stares at Hiccup, who glances away and shrugs. Stoic's smile fades.
Oh. I brought you something to keep you safe in the ring.
A horned Viking helmet.
Your mother would have wanted you to have it. It's half of her breastplate. Matching set. Keeps her close, you know. Wear it proudly. You deserve it. You've held up your end of the deal.
Hiccup places the helmet on the table and stretches out his arms.
Oh, I should really get to bed.
Yes, good.
Now.
Okay, good talk.
I'll see you back at the house. Right. Great. Thanks for stopping by.
I'm
and
glad
for
by.
The,
Hope you like the,
breast hat.
The hat. I'll, yep. Good night.
Stoic walks outside where he puffs out his cheeks, then knocks over shields and metal objects as he leaves. Daytime. In the ring, a Gronkle flies overhead. Astrid stands with helmeted Hiccup by a wooden barricade.
Stay out of my way. I'm winning this thing.
She runs off.
By all means.
Hiccup stands. The Gronkle flies from barricade to barricade. Astrid runs from barricade to barricade.
This time, for sure.
Wielding an axe, Astrid leaps over barricades, then stops and stares at Hiccup and the Gronkle asleep on its side.
No! You son of a half-troll, red-eating,
unfucking... Wait!
So, later.
Uh-oh, not so fast.
I'm kind of late for...
What? Late for what, exactly?
Okay, quiet down. The Elder has decided.
Gobber holds his left hand hook above Astrid's head. The Elder, a short gray-haired woman, shakes her head. Gobber holds his right hand over Hiccup's head. The Elder smiles and nods. Hiccup grimaces.
Oh, you've done it! You've done it, Hiccup! You get to kill the dragon!
Fish Legs hoists Hiccup onto his shoulder.
That's my boy!
Yeah, yes, I can't wait. I am so leaving. We're leaving. Let's pack up. Looks like you and me are taking a little vacation. Forever.
In the forest, Hiccup tosses down his basket. He opens the basket and stands. Sharpening her axe blade, Astrid sits on a nearby rock.
What are you doing here?
I want to know what's going on.
She hops down.
No one gets as good as you do. Especially you. Start talking. Are you training with someone?
Training? I didn't...
It better not involve this.
I know, this...
She grabs Hiccup's really vest harness.
You see, this is,
She knocks him down. He stands and follows
You're right. I'm through with the lies. I've been making outfits. So, you got me. It's time everyone knew. Drag me back. Go ahead.
Astrid twists Hiccup's wrist, pushes him down, and kicks him.
That's for the lies. That's for everything else.
Oh, man.
The Night Fury appears near the cliff wall. The Night Fury charges toward Astrid. As she stands with her axe, Hiccup knocks her down. He stands and faces the dragon.
It's okay. She's a friend. You just scared him.
I scared him? Who is him?
Astrid? Toothless. Toothless? Astrid.
Toothless snarls at Astrid. Astrid shakes her head, turns, and runs off.
Da-da-da, we're dead.
Toothless turns and runs off.
Where do you think you're going?
Astrid runs through the forest. Toothless, with Hiccup in the saddle, swoops down and picks her up.
Great Odin, stop! Oh, this is it! No!
Toothless drops Astrid onto a tall tree limb, then lands atop the tree, which bends over.
Hiccup! Get me down from here!
You have to give me a chance to explain.
I am not listening to anything you have to say!
Then I won't speak. Just let me show you. Please, Astrid.
Astrid pulls herself up onto the tree limb. She climbs onto Toothless's back and sits behind Hiccup in the saddle.
Now get me down.
Toothless, down. Gently.
Toothless spreads his wings.
Nothing to be afraid of.
Toothless leaps off the treetop and flies straight up into the sky over the ocean.
Toothless! What is wrong with you? Mad Dragon! He said he's not usually like this. Oh, no.
Toothless dives straight down and bounces across the water.
Toothless, what are you doing? We need her to like us!
Toothless flies straight up again and spins.
And now the spinning. Thank you for nothing, you useless reptile.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just get me off of this thing.
Astrid closes her eyes and hugs Hiccup. Toothless spins and dives straight down. As he nears the ocean's surface, he spreads his wings, floats upward, and soars into the clouds. Astrid opens her eyes and gazes around the mist. She waves her hands in the air and smiles.
Thank you.
Toothless flaps his wings and flies above the clouds. They soar past bright beams of sunlight shining down through the clouds. Hiccup glances back at Astrid. Toothless smiles back at wide-eyed Astrid as he flies past the cloud cover and over the island. Astrid rests her head on Hiccup's shoulder. Hiccup smiles. They fly past the towering Viking statues with the glowing mouths. Toothless flies high above the village coast.
All right, I admit it. This is pretty cool. It's amazing. He's amazing.
Astrid leans forward and pats Toothless.
So what now? Hiccup, your final exam is tomorrow. You know you're gonna have to kill a dragon.
Oh, don't remind me.
Toothless darts his eyes from side to side and swoops downward. Toothless flies through the mist.
What is it?
Two monstrous nightmares appear on his left and right. Hiccup and Astrid duck. As they fly along, Gronkles, Zibblebacks, and other dragons carrying animals appear alongside them.
Toothless, you gotta get us out of here, bud.
It looks like they're hauling in their kill.
What does that make us?
On Toothless's left, a Zippleback's two heads glare at Astrid and Hiccup. Toothless follows the other dragons as they swoop down through the fog and around rock columns. They fly over the ocean toward a huge, towering mountain of rock. Dragons enter a crevice in the mountain, which leads to an enormous cave with a fog-covered pit.
But my dad wouldn't give to find this.
The dragons drop their captured animals into the pit. Toothless loops around and lands on a rocky ledge high above the pit. Toothless, Hiccup, and Astrid watch from behind a rock column.
To know that all of our food has been dumped down a hole?
You're not eating any of it.
A Gronkle flies over the pit and hovers. It burps and spits a fish into the pit. Below, a gigantic dragon with rows of sharp, crooked teeth rises out of the pit and gobbles up the Gronkle.
What is that?
All of the dragons hide behind rocks. The gigantic dragon drops back down and glances up at Toothless.
All right, bud, we gotta get out of here. Now!
The giant dragon lunges upward and snaps at Toothless, who flies off. Hundreds of dragons swirl around each other as they fly out of the cave. The giant dragon snatches up a Zippleback, then slinks back down into the pit. Outside, Toothless lands beside the pond.
Beehive. They're the workers, and that's their queen. It controls them. Let's find
Astrid
out.
Hops
no,
down.
No.
Hiccup runs after Astrid.
Yeah, they'll kill Toothless. No, Astrid, we have to think this through carefully.
Hiccup, we just discovered the dragon's nest. The thing we've been after since Vikings first sailed here. And you want to keep it a secret? To protect your pet dragon? Are you serious?
Yes.
Hiccup turns away.
Okay. Then what do we do?
Just give me until tomorrow. I'll figure something out.
Okay.
Astrid punches
That's
Hiccup's arm.
Kidnapping me.
Hiccup rubs his arm and exchanges glances with Toothless, who drinks water nearby. Astrid grabs Hiccup and kisses his cheek.
That's for everything else.
Astrid walks, then runs off. Hiccup smiles. Toothless steps up beside Hiccup. They exchange glances again.
What are you looking at?
Vikings gather on the elevated walkway surrounding the arena and face a platform from which Stoic addresses the crowd.
Well, I can show my face in public again. If someone had told me that in a few short weeks, Hiccup would go from, well, being, Hiccup to placing first in dragon training, well, I would have tied him to a mast and shipped him off for feeding gone mad. And you know it. But here we are, and no one's more surprised or more proud.
Hiccup stands on a tunnel leading to the arena.
Today, my boy becomes a Viking. Today, he becomes one of us!
Astrid walks up behind Hiccup.
Be careful with that dragon.
It's not the dragon I'm worried about.
What are you gonna do?
Put an end to this. I have to try. Astrid, if something goes wrong, just make sure they don't find Toothless.
I will. Just promise me it won't go wrong.
Gobber walks up.
It's time, Hiccup. Knock him dead.
Hiccup puts on his helmet and steps into the ring. Gobber steps into the tunnel and lowers a gate. Stoic and Gobber watch from above as Hiccup walks to the center of the ring and takes a shield and dagger from a board holding weapons.
I would have gone for the hammer.
I'm ready.
As the pulley unlocks a cage door, a monstrous nightmare engulfed in flames bursts through the door. The nightmare runs along the wall of the arena and blows fire at a crowd of Vikings. The nightmare climbs upside down across chains forming the roof of the ring, then hops down onto the floor and creeps toward Hiccup. Hiccup drops his dagger and shield.
What is he doing?
Hey, it's okay. It's okay.
Hiccup takes off his helmet and tosses it aside.
I'm not one of them.
Stop the fight.
No! I need you all to see this. They're not what we think they are. We don't have to kill them.
I said stop the fight!
Stoic bangs his hammer on a railing. The nightmare snaps at Hiccup and blows fire at him as he runs. By the pond, Toothless wakes up. In the ring, the nightmare chases Hiccup.
Out of my way!
Hiccup!
Stoic hurries toward the ring. Astrid grabs her axe and pries the tunnel gate open a few inches. She slides under the gate and into the ring. By the pond, Toothless scrambles up the canyon wall. In the ring, Hiccup dodges a stream of fire and grabs a shield before the nightmare smashes the board of weapons. Toothless runs through the forest and tries to fly. Stoic lifts a gate to the tunnel leading to the ring. Astrid grabs a hammer and throws it, hitting the nightmare in the head. The nightmare turns and chases Astrid. Stoic lifts a gate to the ring.
This way!
Astrid runs to Stoic. A ball of fire hits the wall in front of Hiccup. As he nears Stoic, Hiccup runs back into the ring. The nightmare pins Hiccup underneath its enormous claws. Toothless soars over the ring and crashes down through the railing. A cloud of dust rises as Toothless lands and fights with the nightmare.
Night Fury!
The nightmare wrestles Toothless and bites him. Toothless kicks the nightmare away. The two dragons square off and snap at each other. Toothless lunges forward. The nightmare backs up, then scurries away. Hiccup runs to Toothless.
All right, Toothless, go. Get out of here.
Vikings jump into the ring with their weapons. Stoic grabs an axe and runs toward Toothless.
No, Dad! Dad, he won't hurt you!
Toothless knocks Vikings out of the way with his tail and feet. He tackles Stoic.
Toothless, stop! No.
No!
Toothless pauses and glances back at Hiccup.
Yes!
Stoic slaps Toothless. Other Vikings pin Toothless to the ground.
No, 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 please, just don't hurt him.
Stoic stands. A Viking offers an axe to him. Stoic glances at the axe and turns toward Toothless.
Put it with the others.
Stoic pushes Hiccup into the Viking hall, then steps in himself.
I should have known. I should have seen the sights.
Dad, we
We had a deal!
I know we did, but that was before I... it's all so messed up.
So everything in the ring, a trick? A lie.
I screwed up. I should have told you before now. You take this out on me. Be mad at me, but please, just don't hurt Toothless.
The dragon? That's what you're worried about? Not the people you almost killed?
He was just protecting me. He's not dangerous.
They've killed hundreds of us.
And we've killed thousands of them. They defend themselves, that's all. They raid us because they have to. If they don't bring enough food back, they'll be eaten themselves. There's something else on their island, Dad. It's a dragon like
their
never...
island. So you've been to the nest?
Did I say nest?
How did you find it?
But no, I didn't. Toothless did. Only a dragon can find the island. Oh, no, Dad, no, please. It's not what you think. You don't know what you're up against. It's like nothing you've ever seen. Dad, please. I promise you, you can't win this one. Dad, no. For once in your life, would you please just listen to me?
Stoic pushes Hiccup to the floor.
You've thrown your lot in with them. You're not a Viking. You're not my son.
Stoic walks out.
Ready the ship!
Outside, Stoic pauses, glances skyward, and walks off. Elsewhere in the village, Vikings roll catapults and other large weapons down a series of cliffside ramps, leading to the dozens of ships waiting below. Vikings load swords, axes, and other arms on the ships. Men tie Toothless to a platform with ropes, then lock a shackle around his neck. Watching from a pier, the elder pulls a young boy close to her. The Vikings lift the platform and place it on the deck of Stoic's ship. Alone and frowning, Hiccup watches from a high platform.
Set sail! We head for Helheim's gate.
Stoic glances up at Hiccup as the ships set sail. Stoic walks along his ship's deck and whispers to Toothless.
Lead us home, devil.
Stoic stands at the bow of the ship. Hiccup watches as the ships sail off. Later, he stares at the empty bay. Astrid approaches him from behind, then stands beside him.
It's a mess. You must feel horrible. You've lost everything. Your father, your tribe, your best friend.
Thank you for summing that up. Why couldn't I have killed that dragon when I found him in the woods? Would have been better for everyone.
Yep, the rest of us would have done it. So why didn't you? Why didn't you?
I don't know. I couldn't.
That's not an answer.
Why is this so important to you all of a sudden?
Because I want to remember what you say right now.
Oh, for the love of... I was a coward. I was weak. I wouldn't kill a dragon.
You said wouldn't that time.
Okay, whatever. I wouldn't. 300 years and I'm the first Viking who wouldn't kill a dragon.
First to ride one, though. So...
I wouldn't kill him because he looked as frightened as I was. I looked at him, and I saw myself.
I bet he's really frightened now. What are you gonna do about it?
Probably something stupid.
Good, but you've already done that.
Then something crazy.
Hiccup hurries off.
That's more like it.
Astrid runs after him. On the ocean, the Viking ships sail into the wall of fog.
Sound your positions. Stay within earshot.
They sail past columns of rocks.
Listen, Stoic, I was overhearing some of the men just now, and well, you know, some of them.
are wondering what it is we're up to here. Not me, of course. I know you're always the man with a plan, but some, not me, are wondering if there is, in fact, a plan at all, and what it might be.
Find the nest and take it.
Oh, of course. Send them running. The old Viking fallback. Nice and simple.
Shh. Stoic leans toward Toothless, who gazes downward and twitches his ears. Stoic walks to the back of the ship and takes control of the rudder.
Step aside.
Toothless stands and peers to the left. Stoic steers the ship to the left by a large rock. Toothless peers to the right. Stoic steers the ship to the right. In the arena, Hiccup stands in front of a cage door. The other teens step up behind him.
If you're planning on getting eaten, I'd definitely go with the Gronkle.
Toughnut steps forward.
You were wise to seek help from the world's most deadly weapon.
It's me.
I love this plan.
I didn't...
You're crazy. I like that.
Astrid pulls Roughnut away.
What is the plan?
Hiccup glances at the others and smiles at Astrid. On the foggy ocean, the Vikings stare at the dragon-shaped prow of one of their wrecked ships as they sail past.
Oh. I was wondering where that went.
Stay low. And ready your weapons!
Stoic's ship rams into the coast. Stoic walks forward while gazing up at the towering mountain of rock.
We're here.
Stoic hops off the ship and onto the pebble-covered shore. In the arena, the teenagers stare as Hiccup, walking backward, leads a monstrous nightmare out of its cage. Snoutloud fidgets, then reaches down and picks up a broken spear. Astrid taps Snoutloud, who drops the spear. Hiccup leads the nightmare over to Snoutloud and reaches for Snoutloud's hand.
Wait, what are you...
Shh. It's okay. It's okay.
Hiccup takes Snoutloud's hand and places it on the nightmare's forehead. Snoutloud smiles. Hiccup steps
away.
Where are
you going? You're gonna need something to help you hold on.
Hiccup fetches rope from a box. The teenagers turn to a row of dragons assembled nearby. Elsewhere, the Vikings drive sharp poles, pointing toward the mountain into the island's shore.
We crack this mountain open, all hell is gonna break loose.
And my undies. Good thing I brought extras.
No matter how this ends, it ends today.
Stoic raises his right hand and makes a fist. With catapults, Vikings launch boulders into the mountain cliffs. Part of the cliff wall crumbles. Stoic steps into an opening. Stoic motions with his hammer. On the shore, a Viking ignites a boulder and catapults it over Stoic's head and through the opening. The flaming boulder illuminates the dark cave, its walls lined with dragons. As Stoic and the other Vikings rush in, hundreds of dragons fly out of the hole in the mountainside. The Vikings swing at the dragons as they zoom past. Aboard the ship, Toothless watches as the dragons fly away from the mountain. His ears droop.
Is that it?
Gobber Shrug steps out of the cave and addresses the Viking soldiers assembled outside.
We've done it!
Stoic studies Toothless, who thrashes around in his chains aboard the ship.
This isn't over! Form your ranks! Hold together!
Stoic turns toward the cave. Cracks form in its floor and stop just in front of Stoic. Rocks and dirt fall from the cave's walls and ceiling. Stoic leaps out of the cave and waves to his men.
Get clear!
The Vikings flee as Red Death, the gigantic dragon, busts through the collapsing mountainside.
Fear to fall! What is that?
Odin, help us.
Red Death breaks out of the mountain and trudges onto the shore.
Catapults!
The Vikings catapult boulders at Red Death. The dragon opens his mouth and smashes one of the catapults with its sharp teeth. Stoic runs past another bearded Viking who motions with his sword.
Get to the ships!
No! No!
Red Death shoots a thick blast of fire toward the ships. On board one ship, several Vikings dive into the sea. Breathing more fiery streams, Red Death sets all the ships on fire. Aboard Stoic's ship, Toothless crashes.
Not that way.
I was a fool.
Lead the man to the far side of the island.
Right.
Garber, go with the men.
I think I'll stay, just in case you're thinking of doing something crazy.
I can buy them a few minutes if I give that thing someone to hunt.
Garber grabs Stoic's wrist. Stoic and Garber turn to Red Death and wave their weapons.
Oh, no.
Stoic grabs a sharp pole and hurls it at Red Death. The pole hits the dragon's eye and bounces off. Red Death turns toward Stoic, then glances back and forth between Garber and Stoic. Red Death rears back, opens its mouth, and snaps its sharp teeth together. The arena dragons, with the teens on their backs, swoop around Red Death's head.
Watch your backs! Move, fishlings!
Stoic mouths, what the...
Dragons! We're on dragons! All of us!
Every bit the boar-headed, stubborn Viking you ever were.
From atop the Gronkle, Fishlegs studies Red Death.
Okay. Heavily armored skull and tail made for bashing and crushing. Steer clear of both. Small eyes, large nostrils, relies on hearing and smell.
Okay, left, legs, hang in his blind spot. Make some noise, keep it confused. Rough, tough, find out if it has a shot limit. Make it mad.
That's my specialty.
It's wet. Everyone knows I'm more irritating. See? Just do what I told you. I'll be back as soon as I can. Don't worry, we got it covered.
Yeah! Woo!
Pickup and Astrid fly off on a Natter, Fishlegs on the Gronkle, Toughnut and Roughnut on a Zippleback, and Snoutlout on a Nightmare fly around Red Death.
Troll, Mud Elf,
Bride of Grendel.
Red Death breathes fire at the twins who dodge the flames. Fishlegs flies near Red Death's three right eyes.
This thing doesn't have a blind spot.
Hiccup flies over the burning ships.
There.
As Astrid steers the Natter, Hiccup jumps onto Stoic's ship and lands in front of Toothless. Astrid flies off.
Hold on.
Hiccup unchains Toothless. On their dragons, the other teenagers distract Red Death.
Yeah, it's working!
The nightmare bucks Snoutlout onto Red Death's head. Snoutlout's shield falls toward the ground. Fishlegs clings to the Gronkle as it bounces around in the sky.
I've lost power on the Gronkle! Snoutlout, do something!
The Gronkle spins to the ground and crash lands.
I'm okay!
The Gronkle flips over onto Fishlegs. As Red Death reaches for Fishlegs, Snoutlout pounds on the dragon's eyes with a hammer.
What's wrong, buddy? You got something in your eye?
Red Death flashes his teeth and steps forward. Astrid flies past.
Yeah, you're the Viking!
Red Death shakes his head. Snoutlout falls and grabs onto a spiky plate on the giant dragon's head.
Whoa!
Red Death swings its tail and slams a burning wooden beam beside Hiccup on the ship's deck. Red Death smashes the ship with his foot, sending Toothless, still chained to the platform, underwater. Hiccup swims to Toothless and pulls on the thick chain. As Hiccup's body goes limp, Stoic swims down and pulls him up out of the water. He lays Hiccup on a rock and dives back in. Underwater, Stoic swims down to Toothless and breaks his shackle in two. Toothless grabs Stoic and zooms up out of the water. Toothless places Stoic beside Hiccup on the rock and lands on a nearby boulder. Toothless nods to Hiccup.
You got it, bud.
As Hiccup hops onto the saddle atop Toothless, Stoic approaches.
I'm sorry for everything.
Yeah, me too.
You don't have to go up there.
We're Vikings. It's an occupational hazard.
I'm proud to call you my son.
Thanks, Dad.
Toothless flies straight up into the sky.
He's up!
Astrid, Toughnut, and Roughnut fly their dragons around Red Death. Snoutlout runs across Red Death's head and jumps onto the Zippleback as it flies past.
No,
can't believe that worked!
Astrid's natter flies past Red Death. Red Death opens his mouth and sucks the natter in. In a blur, Toothless blasts toward Red Death's open mouth and knocks Astrid out of the way. As Astrid falls, Toothless zooms by and catches her with his front claw.
Did you get her?
Toothless gazes under himself at Astrid and smiles. Toothless drops Astrid off on a hill and flies toward Red Death.
Go.
That thing has wings. Okay, let's see if it can use them.
Toothless flies high in the sky, then dives and hits Red Death with a stream of fire. Red Death falls onto its side and lifts one wing.
You think that did it?
Red Death rises into the sky and chases Toothless.
Well, he can fly!
Toothless swoops around rock columns and through arches. Red Death smashes the columns as he follows. Standing on the ground below, the Vikings cheer.
Okay, Toothless.
Time to disappear. Come on, bud!
Red Death follows Toothless, who flies straight up into dark gray clouds.
Here it comes!
Red Death breathes fire at Toothless, who speeds ahead. Red Death opens its mouth and snaps at Toothless as he disappears into the clouds. Red Death hovers and glances around itself. The Vikings peer up at the clouds from the shore below. Red Death hovers in the sky. Toothless zooms in and out of the clouds and blasts Red Death's wings with fire. On the shore below, the Vikings watch as firelight flashes in the clouds. Red Death breathes out a huge coiling stream of fire. Toothless's mechanical tail fan catches fire and smokes. Hiccup glances back as Toothless swerves through the sky.
Watch out! Okay, time's up. Let's see if this works.
Hiccup pulls up on the reins. Toothless loops around and flies toward Red Death.
Come on! They're the best you can do!
Red Death snaps his teeth as they pass, then chases Toothless straight down through the gray clouds and smoke.
Stay with me, buddy. We're good. Just a little bit longer. Hold, Toothless.
Toothless turns and flips backward. He breathes a ball of fire into Red Death's open mouth and turns and dives toward the ground with his wings spread. Red Death dives straight down and crashes headfirst into the ground. A huge cloud of fire rises. A wave of fire spreads up Red Death's body and chases Toothless as he flies past the spiky-skinned dragon. Toothless crashes into the huge spade on the end of Red Death's tail.
No!
Hiccup flies off Toothless and falls downward into the plume of fire and smoke. Toothless dives after him. Later, Stoic walks through a smoky haze across the charred landscape and glances around himself.
Hiccup! Hiccup! Son!
He spots Toothless lying motionless on the ground nearby.
Hiccup!
He runs over to Toothless and gazes at his empty saddle. With his eyes closed, Toothless's chest heaves as he rolls over onto his side. Stoic gazes at the dragon's mangled tail and kneels beside him.
Oh, son. I did this.
Gobber and the other Vikings creep up behind Stoic. Astrid breaks through them to the front of the crowd. The teenagers' dragons pop their heads up over the Vikings. Toothless stirs and meets Stoic's teary gaze.
I'm so sorry.
Toothless opens his wings, revealing Hiccup, with his eyes closed, cradled in Toothless's right wing.
Hiccup!
Stoic picks up Hiccup, then removes his own helmet and places one ear to Hiccup's chest.
He's alive! You brought him back alive!
Astrid and the other Vikings smile. The nightmare nestles its head between two bearded Vikings as they smile and clap. Holding Hiccup in his left arm, Stoic places his right hand on Toothless's forehead.
Thank you for saving my son.
Gobber walks up.
Well, you know, most of them.
At home, Hiccup lies asleep in his bed. Toothless moves in close to Hiccup's face and sniffs. Toothless sits back and snarls at Hiccup, who opens his eyes. Toothless leans in and, with his nose, nudges Hiccup's cheek.
Hey, Toothless. Happy to see you too, bud.
Toothless licks and paws at Hiccup, who grimaces, then sits up and glances around himself.
I'm in my house. You're in my house. I can't know you're here. Okay.
Toothless leaps around the room.
Toothless. Oh, come on.
Sitting up in bed, Hiccup lifts a blanket from his legs and glances downward. Toothless hops over. Hiccup turns, places his right foot, wearing a furry boot, on the floor, then places his artificial left foot, fashioned out of metal, on the floor. Toothless sniffs the metal foot, then lifts his head to meet Hiccup's gaze. Hiccup glances downward and exhales. Toothless steps back as Hiccup stands and limps across the room. As Hiccup falls forward, Toothless uses his head to catch him, then lift him to his feet.
Okay. Thanks, bud.
Hiccup holds onto Toothless as they walk to the door. Hiccup opens the door. Outside, a dragon hovers in the bright sunshine. Hiccup slams the door shut.
Oh! Toothless, stay here.
Hiccup opens the door.
Hold on tight, here we go!
People sitting atop dragons fly past Hiccup's house. The dragons land on a nearby rooftop. Hiccup gazes out at more dragons working throughout the village.
I knew it. I'm dead.
Stoic steps up.
No, but you gave it your best shot. So, what do you think?
Hey, look! It's Hiccup!
The teenagers and other villagers gather around Hiccup and Stoic.
Turns out all we needed was a little word. This.
You just gestured to all of me.
Stoic smiles and nods.
Well, most of you. That bit's my handiwork. With a little Hiccup flair thrown in, you think it'll do?
I might make a few tweaks.
Astrid walks up and punches Hiccup's arm.
That's for scaring me.
What? Was it always going to be this way?
Astrid grabs Hiccup's shirt, leans forward, and kisses him on the lips.
I could get used to it.
Hiccup and Astrid exchange shy smiles. Gobber hands Hiccup the saddle and tail fan.
Home.
Later, sitting atop Toothless on a grassy hilltop, Hiccup secures his artificial foot in a stirrup. As he moves a lever up and down, the dragon's patched-up tail fan opens and closes. Hiccup glances at Astrid, sitting atop the natter, then leans forward.
Ready?
Toothless nods.
This is Burke. It snows 9 months of the year and hails the other three.
Hiccup and Astrid fly off on their dragons.
The food that grows here is tough and tasteless.
The dragons swoop down through the village.
The people that grow here are even more so.
Hiccup and Astrid steer the dragons down a steep cliff and over ships sailing in the bay.
The only upsides are the pets.
Riding dragons, the other teens follow Hiccup and Astrid.
While other places have ponies or parrots, we have dragons.
Hiccup flies Toothless straight up and disappears into a cloud. How to Train Your Dragon, directed by Chris Sanders and Dean DeBlois. Produced by Bonnie Arnold. Executive producers Christine Belson, Tim Johnson. Screenplay by Will Davies and Dean DeBlois and Chris Sanders. Based on the book by Cressida Cowell. A list of other credits follows, including a cast list. Jay Baruchel as Hiccup. Gerard Butler as Stoic. Craig Ferguson as Gobber. America Ferreira as Astrid. Jonah Hill as Snoutlout. Christopher Mintz-Plasse as Fishlegs. TJ Miller as Toughnut. Kristen Wiig as Roughnut and others. Description created by NCI Described Media. This is Carl Neubile.
solen er evig på vej den i det bækkerne. Alt det bliver lagt hjemme aldrig glemmer. De hjemme aldrig. Det bør man rive læs i vejkørne. Det flækker jeg rundt og mærker under. Rødt om ben i tønder. I've been through your sleep, bursting through the seam. Open your eyes and see. We'll be right back.
This motion picture has been rated PG, parental guidance suggested by the Classification and Rating Administration. Paramount, a Viacom company. DreamWorks Animation SKG.